This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. The United Nations denounced the bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Saray has more.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Saray, VOA News, Khartoum.
The humanitarian group Open Arms says the organization is not willing to sail to a Spanish port, given the emergency situation that they are experiencing on the boat. This after Italy's interior minister told the Open Arms ship to leave Italian waters and go to Spain. An Open Arms spokeswoman says there's anxiety, bouts of violence, control is becoming increasingly difficult. We can't put their health and lives at risk. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched peacefully